to do this, man. Damn it.
Okay, let's get our meeting underway here. This is, we'll call to order the Electrical Technical Advisory Committee. Today is Wednesday, June the 5th of 2019, and it is 3 p.m. We will begin by calling roll. Please answer by saying here so that we can confirm our quorum. Kevin Flanagan?
I'm here, thank you.
Neil Burdick?
I'm here, thank you.
Ken Castronovo?
I'm here, thank you.
Brian Holland?
I am here, thank you.
Shane Gerwig?
Here.
John Hall? David Rice?
Present.
Anna Torito for Joe Torito?
I'm here, thank you.
Clarence Tibbs?
I'm here.
Roy Benwick? And Vince Della Croce.
Here.
Thank you. That does give us a quorum. Do we have any staff on the line that would like to be recognized?
Marlita, this is Chris. I'm on the line.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Yes. My name is Robert Messing with XL Electrical Group. Incorporated, on the agenda it says LLC, but we are incorporated.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any other guests on the line?
Yes, hi, Erin Rossica with the Office of Energy.
Thank you, Erin. Any other guests that would like to be recognized? I'm Marlita Peters, staff in the room today.
Mo Madani.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
Joe Bigelow.
Jim Hammers.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, would you like to control the remainder of the meeting, or would you like for us to handle that for you today?
You're doing such a good job, Marlita. Please continue. Thank you.
Thank you. First thing we'd like to do is approve our agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes. Sorry, too many voices at once. Motion?
Tibbs, move for approval.
Thank you. Second?
Burdick, second.
Burdick. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of March 22nd, 2019, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Roy Benwick.
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you.
If I can.
Yes, sir.
Burdick, second.
Flanagan, Burdick. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, first up is our request for declaratory statement by Robert Messing of XL Electrical Group, DS 2019-022. Mr. Messing, are you on the line?
I am, thank you.
Would you like to present your request briefly?
Yes, very briefly. I would like to present it in layman's terms. You have my formal proposal there, or the statement. I have two things that I am concerned about. This is pertaining to artful breaker requirement for panel changes in the city of Boca Raton. Number one, I feel it is not fair to homeowners to have to do work that is above and beyond the code that is not required elsewhere in the state of Florida. Number two, I feel it creates an unfair advantage for unlicensed contractors to go in and do work without a permit, that us licensed contractors are required to do things that they will not do, so they can significantly underbid us and question the quality of their work. So that's my logic. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Madani, do you have staff analysis?
Sure,
one
Justin.
Moment, please.
I'll be doing. Justin. This is Justin Vogel. I'll be presenting on the staff analysis since this is a purely legal issue. the analysis has been provided to you, but I'll read it for the record, at least part of it. So Section 553.7753A specifies that the Commission shall issue declaratory statements pursuant to Section 120.565 relating to the enforcement by local governments of the Florida Building Code or the Florida Accessibility Code for Building Construction. As the petitioner has laid out in his petition and as he touched on in his statements to the TAC, he's inquiring about local requirements that apply solely in his jurisdiction. And since petitioner's question pertains to a local amendment rather than a provision of the statewide Florida Building Code, the Florida Building Commission is without authority to issue a declaratory statement on the issue, and I would advise that the TAC should recommend that this petition be declined.
Thank you, sir. TAC members, do we have any clarifying questions at this time?
This is Tibbs. Yeah, got several. First off, I thought that the Florida Building Commission was able to issue deck statements.
Well, you're right. The Florida Building Commission is definitely able to issue declaratory statements and usually does. But that's when it applies to the statewide Florida Building Code, not to a purely local amendment to the Florida Building Code, which can be more stringent.
Okay, I thought a local municipality could not make local amendments without the approval of the electrical TAC. Is that not true?
I believe that is not
true. Local amendments are not subject to approval by the commission or the TAC or what have you. Local amendments are mainly established for the Statute 553. Mainly they are required to submit it to us to be centralized and be part of the building code information system, but we don't approve it or review it for technical validity.
Okay, then why bother having a statewide code then if this can happen? I thought this was the purpose of the statewide code was to do away with these local amendments.
Well,
this is Van Wyk. That's my understanding as well.
I would refer you to Florida Statute 553, which has in it the allowances for technical amendment to the code under Florida Statute 553.73(4). It does cover mainly the technical amendments, and that has been in the statute since inception.
This is Justin Vogel. That question would really be best addressed to the legislature. They're the ones that wrote the statute.
I don't agree with you. I think this is inconsistent with the way we all have done business in this with the statewide building code for the last 20 years. Yeah. The intent is if you had a local amendment, that local amendment had to come to the Florida Building Commission and either be incorporated or dissolved.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that in front of the stack. We've never seen this type of amendment.
Let me explain the issue with regard to local amendment, technical local amendments. Yes, every 3 years, local technical amendments are required to be reviewed by the commission and for possible adoption into the code. However, these were all rescinded. Normally, and if they were not adopted in the code, then the local jurisdiction had to resubmit them and they'll get rescinded every 3 years. But there is nothing really says that they have to be adopted in the Florida Building Code.
Was this one submitted previously?
This is really this was submitted under the under the 2017 Florida Building Code.
No, my question was the local amendment prior to in local jurisdiction?
We don't have any idea about what's really happening at the local level. All that we know that this is was submitted under the 2017 Florida Building Code and is available from our system as a local technical amendment.
That must be more
I don't remember the local amendment coming before the tax committee to be reviewed.
It wouldn't have had
How was it able to report it, ladies
and gentlemen? One moment. We need to take you in order, and you need to recognize yourselves before you speak, please. Thomas.
A local technical amendment to the code does not need to come before any of the tax, before it becomes effective per the statute. The locals are able to adopt these themselves through their local laws and ordinances. All they're required to do is, once they go through their local processes, is to send a copy to us through the BCIS, and then we post it into our system as a local technical amendment to the code. Every 3 years, these get reviewed by the tax and the commitment and the commission, and for the most part do not get carried forward into the next edition of the code. But that does not preclude them from, once the new code goes into effect, from just readopting the same amendment into the new code at the local level. So this is not, again, just to repeat, is not required to come before attack, prior to it becoming an effective local amendment to the code. Now let's take names, and we'll answer any questions that anybody might have.
Thank you. Mr. Tibbs, you were trying to ask several questions. Did that answer all of your questions, a simple yes or no? Or do you need more time? So you need more time?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else would like to be on the speakers list?
This is David Rice.
David Rice, okay.
Doug Buck. Marlena Gerwig.
Shane Gerwig.
Shane Gerwig. Anyone?
Flanagan.
Roy Van Wyk. Roy Van Wyk, yes.
Ben White, thank you. Anyone else?
Thanks,
else?
Us.
I'm sorry.
Anna Torito, assume.
Right before Anna, who was the gentleman speaking, please?
Vince Bellacross.
Delacroce?
Yeah, thanks.
Anyone else? Okay, I'll take you in order. Keep in mind, this is not TAC discussion at this time. This is simply clarifying questions. Mr. Tibbs?
Yes. Question, how many local amendments are there that the Florida Building Commission has seen and put somewhere in the Florida Building Commission so we can look at them?
Okay, there, the technical amendments for the 2017 Florida Building Code, they're available now on our website. You can access them by going into our website under the Florida Building Code. You click there, and then it'll take you to mainly local amendments. You click on that, and it'll take you to the database by which you can search for a local technical amendments for by jurisdiction or by county or what have you. Now, with regard to those ones that were submitted under the under the prior codes, or there exist there. So if you want to review them, they're available for you to look through them as for information.
Okay. And now, just a comment.
this seems detrimental to everything that we've been working for, to have a state unified code. This just, I mean, this, to me, this brings us back to where we were 15, 20 years ago when we started this.
This has been,
I'd like to comment.
This has been in the statute since the inception of the Florida Building Codes. So it's not something new. It's in 553.73, Berin 4 has been there since the start of the Florida Building Code. So, I don't recall any issue or problem at this point.
Does that conclude?
Well, it doesn't. It with an issue would be the reason. My understanding is the reason we started the Florida Building Commission was to do away with all the local amendments that everybody had. There were, I mean, in Central Florida alone, there were hundreds of them, and I thought the reason to do that was to do away with those. And if this is the case, then obviously we haven't succeeded in doing anything.
Yeah, but we're not here to debate the Florida statute. The Florida statute is the Florida statute, so we really, this is not the subject here. We try to really address his deck statements, you know.
Okay, that's all I've got for right now.
Thank you, Mr. Tibbs. Mr. Rice?
Yes. I'm in from Broward County, and every 3 years, Broward County has been submitting technical amendments to the code. We have a separate section. And we follow those technical amendments. Every 3 years it comes up, back up to the next code cycle, and every time it gets rejected for the new code cycle. So what Broward County does is they issue the technical amendments, and the process goes over again. And actually this happened, I think it was the last meeting we had. There were some technical amendments regarding electrical that came before the electoral committee for Broward County, and they were rejected as far as putting into the code. I was at the meeting. I did not propose that they be accepted, but this is the process that Broward County has been using ever since the codes were first started, back when the Florida Building Commission was started, and it is a process that has been ongoing and we have been using it.
That's correct. Thank you. That's correct. You're right.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rice. Does that conclude your comments?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
My name is Doug Buck. I represent the Florida Home Builders Association. And for those that don't know me, I have been, for better or for worse, associated with the Florida Building Code since the inception. A couple things, and first of all, I'm going to agree with everything staff said, but I want people out there to understand the local amendments was a primary issue about getting rid of how many there were. There was never a time that the local government cannot do a local amendment. However, there are standards by which a local government is supposed to apply when they do the local amendment, and that is they have a local condition that they're trying to address. And not because we want to. That's not the standard. This was litigated in Volusia County, and Mr. Tibbs, I think you were the main person that we used on this, in that court. And it was proven in that local governments wanted some different kinds of wiring because of the salts or whatever, in the air. And I think to paraphrase the judge, he says, so you're different than Brevard, you're different than Broward. And the answer is no. And so the judge in the Volusia case on local amendments upheld, and I think they would hold any time the local government is challenged on what they're trying to do, because they're not based upon local conditions. They're based upon local wants. And it's unfortunate that local governments don't care about the actual requirements of the Florida of the code. But it's also unfortunate that when they're doing it, they're not challenged more. And I mean challenged in discussion, but then ultimately challenged in court. Because the only place that has jurisdiction over that to apply those standards is in a jurisdictional hearing, and not the Florida Billing Commission. So I don't know if that helps. I suspect that when BOCA or whoever did that local amendment, there was nobody there, and they did it because they felt a need. But the need was not based upon, I guarantee you, any kind of factual base that it should have been. So I'm going to end that. I just want to clarify that local governments have always had the power to do local amendments, and interested parties have always had the power to challenge that. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Shane Gerwig.
Thanks, Willie. I actually have a question for Mr. Vogel and anything in this case. And my question is regardless of the local amendment validity or whatever the case may be with this particular situation, it's my understanding that the the building officials representative their inspector, she turned down, provided a correction notice to the contractor in this case. So the instance that the deck statement is referring to occurred in the past, and the local building official has already taken action against it. And I know that we want to wrap this up where, the decision will be based on the way it's unlikely to come back to it. But is this really the right venue to do this because the local building officials already made a decision on this? Shouldn't it go to their local appeals board, and then if it's appealed to them, come to the commission rather than to a deck statement since it's already been a decision on the building official?
They don't have a local appeals board there.
Commissioner Gerwig, I don't recall the timeline of exactly what was going on and when, but if assuming that's right, then yeah, you probably have a good point. We can't review past actions, and you've heard me mention that before. That could be another legal issue that would prevent the commission from rendering a declaratory statement in this case. But really, we even as an earlier threshold question, like I've pointed out, the commission just doesn't have jurisdiction to weigh in on it at all. But that could potentially be another problem.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mr. Vogel. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Flanagan.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. Based on what I'm hearing, we can't even discuss this deck statement because it really doesn't pertain to the Florida Building Commission. It's basically a local city of Boca Raton little adder that they say they put on the website, and I sympathize with Mr. Messing. I guess he felt very aggravated. He got a permit. Went and did the job, and when he called his inspection, they said, oh, you didn't comply with our fault. I based on this discussion, I can't entertain, we can't get involved with that. I'm sorry. As an electrical tack, we would like to help in the situation, but this is out of our hands. And I think I'm interpreting what staff is telling us and that we can't really go on this deck statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Van Wyk.
Thank you. I guess my first question is this a technical amendment to the Florida Building Code, or is this a non-technical amendment under 553.734A or 4B?
Well, it's more technical because it revises the NEC. The NEC is a code that's adopted through the Florida Building Code.
Okay, so it is a technical amendment.
So I would characterize it as a technical amendment, yes, sir.
And then what is the local requirement or the local technical amendment to the NEC that the city has adopted? Is it just because I say so it's it needs to comply, or is it a, if you replace a panel, you need to install arc fault breakers on branch circuits, et cetera, et cetera?
I think really the local technical amendment is published on our website, and he's really his concern is spelled out on in the petition with regard to what additional requirements. I would.
What is the local?
It's what's. Yeah, I would defer to that. I really, as I mentioned to you, we don't really review them in depth to see what the actual aspect of it.
What is the local technical amendment, though? Is it we reserve the right to do what we think?
I'm not sure what you're saying. It's really a technical amendment, as Mr. Box stated, is as established by Florida statute 553.73(4), state how you go about establishing a local technical amendments. Has to be more stringent. This has to be unique. It has to be, you have to justify it through cost, and so on.
I'm just trying to understand what the local technical amendment is to the NEC.
I think it's really what's provided in the petition. It seems that his concern is that if you read the petition as submitted, and I think Mr. maybe Robert can really clarify this. It says NEC Article 210.12 requiring IFCI when extending a branch circuit. The exceptions to this state that IFCI is not required where the extension, and it seems like they are extending the requirement of the IFCI to the alteration being conducted in this case, and which he feels that this there's an exception that would not require such application. That's really what he is.
Oh, was the building official saying we reserve the right when we think it's a safe issue to change it? That's the only thing I saw in the petition was the building official's letter.
No, the building official he's referring to a local ordinance, which is 5455, which is also uploaded into our system, which has in it the additional requirement, the supersede, that's really is more stringent than the NEC.
That doesn't sound technical.
Well, when you...
I'm sorry, this is Castronovo. If you look at exhibit number 8, I think that's...
I tell you what, I think we are not debating here whether this is a technical, whether administrative, whether you have asked a question based on, when you add additional requirement to the NEC to require a specific device to be added, that's a technical. However, I think the issue here or the debate is not what is really the local ordinance or what have you. We are only addressing the aspects of this deck statement on whether the commission can take up this request or not, and I think you have heard our legal counsel. That's all what we're not getting into. I don't think we have the authority to debate or discuss this ordinance or this local technical amendments or administrative, whatever you call it.
This is Justin Vogel. As Mr. Buck pointed out accurately, there is a separate method provided in Chapter 553 for challenging local technical amendments. The commission is not part of that process, and so there could be any number of other remedies that are available to Mr. Messing in this case. We're purely looking at whether the TAC and the commission has the ability to weigh in on this particular petition for declaratory statement.
This is Doug. Can I ask a question of Jason?
Let's one moment, please, Mr. Buck. Mr. Van White, does that complete your question?
It seems to me like it's not a local technical amendment, and therefore the electrical inspector is enforcing a provision that they don't have authority to enforce. That's my opinion. I think we should do a deck statement. I think we should tell the city that there it shouldn't enforce that rule because it's inconsistent with any.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mr. Della Croce?
Yeah, so just for verification, has staff verified that this local technical amendment exists in writing and are the building commission database?
Yeah, they are in our system, and you're welcome to look through them.
I can't find it.
I'll
be glad if you call me after the meeting, if you want me to guide you to them, I'll be glad to do that.
Bo, could you just send everybody on the tech the link to it?
We can send you the link to the database. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
This is Van Wyk again. I just want to say one more thing. I think that if in the absence of a technical amendment, which I don't think this has a technical amendment, I think they did some administrative language, that the commissioner is asking for an interpretation under the NEC, and we should provide the interpretation under the NEC.
Thank you. Mr. Della Croce, we spoke over you. Did that complete your comments or questions?
The only other comment I want to make is we're unsure of if this exists or not, and I would recommend we table it and bring it back after we have verification.
Thank you. Ms. Torito?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's kind of been said, but I can't find, I'm on the technical amendments for Boca Raton. I'm looking on the website. I can't find one that specifically addresses this, and the only thing that we were provided in this packet was that Exhibit 8 that was referenced that says it's the Boca Raton ordinance, and that says that anything not specifically covered by the building code could be determined by the building official. But this is something that's specifically covered in the building code. So that would be the only thing. If it is specifically covered in the building code and it's not covered by this local ordinance, is that something then that we should issue a deck on? I'm not sure. That's kind of my question. Is if it isn't covered by this ordinance, do we need to issue a deck?
Well, I think if you let me explain to you. If you read the request or the declaratory statement request, it refers to an ordinance. It refers to an ordinance number 5455. The questions is regard to a local ordinance 5455, which we have no authority to address. The subject matter of the declaratory statement is an ordinance, which we have no authority to address.
They can't find it.
I think that's a curtain that the building official is hiding.
I don't see that 5455 anywhere listed. That's okay, I see now.
Look at Exhibit 8 in our thing, on our agenda.
Okay, right, and that's what I'm saying. That doesn't cover this. That wouldn't cover this because it says that it only covers things not specifically covered by the building code, is what that ordinance specifically says, and we do specifically address this in the building code. That's the only thing I was confused on. I'm sorry.
This is Brian Holland. Can I follow up on that statement?
One moment, please, Mr. Holland. That would be out of turn. Do you want me to make that comment? Okay. Mr. Buck?
It was something struck me a little bit because, and this is a question for the lawyers, and I'm trying to wade through now actually paying attention to all the submittals. We've been talking about a technical amendment to the code, but they can't, and I think I'm correct, I don't believe you can adopt a technical amendment to the code by an ordinance outside of the code. In other words, you have to go through the process of how you adopt a local technical amendment. And there are a lot of angst right now that a lot of local governments are trying to achieve what we believe are code issues in land development ordinances and other kinds of ordinances. Is this an issue that you can speak to because they did not adopt it as a technical amendment to the code, but they are referring to some other document outside of the code process? And I don't know if that's a but it's certainly an improperly adopted. I'm just throwing
well,
that out there.
I think that that's where you're getting at, Buck. I mean, Mr. Buck, is that, I mean, you're sort of raising questions about maybe whether the authority that the local authorities are citing, you know, is proper. I don't know. But you know, they're not citing to the Florida Building Code as a justification for their decision. And if they were, then I think that there's a appeals process that can be put in, that is already in place, that you, where you can appeal the a decision from a local authority. And so basically you're probably getting into a complex question of what you would do if someone, if a local authority had adopted an amendment improperly, or if they were citing to some local authority, you know, sort of improperly. And again, that's just not something that I believe the commission would be able to weigh in on with respect to a petition for a declaratory statement, because it's limited in scope as to what it has the jurisdiction to weigh in on.
But I don't think it's necessarily a deck statement. It would be more of a, this has not been properly adopted. You're not commenting on
Well, right. You know, as I said, you know, Mr. Messing, you know, he might have other legal avenues available to him in various other courts, but I can't provide him legal advice about how to, you know, pursue that. And he may need to consult an attorney to see what his options are. But we're looking at this in a very sort of circumscribed and specific way, in the way that it's been presented to the commission in this petition.
Does that complete your question or comments, Mr. Buck?
Well, just a little, is this only in Boca?
This is Burdick. I can speak to that.
It's not a countywide.
Correct. This ordinance was for City of Boca Raton. It's on your screen. Mr. Campbell has pulled it up on your screen to view.
Okay, but is it not then appealable to the county board? The county's got an appeals board.
Yeah, you can. They have to have, actually, in order to establish a technical amendment, they have to have a countywide review of boards. Sure.
Right. And did they do that?
Well, we don't really, the problem.
No clue, because all we're trying to deal with here is the DEX statement in front of us, and we're looking at, can we answer that DEX statement? And
Okay, I get it. I'm just trying to get you in trouble. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of unanswered questions here for the proponents.
Yeah, I think really with regard to the local process and how he's done that and how what they did, we don't really have no authority to get involved. We only receive.
And I don't disagree with that. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Mr. Castronova?
Yeah, I've already spoken, but I'm okay.
Okay, we can move ahead. Mr. Holland?
Thank you. Good afternoon. I think I can wrap this up for everybody. There is no technical amendment in Boca Raton. The reason why the building official doesn't need one is the National Electrical Code doesn't actually address this issue at all. So right now, Section 210.12 tells us when we need to provide ASCI protection in a dwelling. The only two sections that address existing buildings is 210.12b, which deals with modifications, extensions, or when we add an outlet, and 4064D4 when we're replacing a receptacle. However, beyond that, there is nothing in the NEC that says what do you do when you replace a panel board and you're dealing with branch circuits that are required to have ASCI protection. This matter has been presented to the NEC Codemaking Panel 2 several times. The most prominent one that I would ask you all to go look at is Proposal 2-138 to the 2008 National Electrical Code, where there was a proposal that specifically asked for replacement panel boards to require AFCI protection. The code-making panel turned it down, not on the merits of AFCI protection for existing buildings. It was very clear that there would be some benefit to that, but their concern was that there would be some legacy wiring methods and techniques that would not be compatible with AFCI protection, and that would be a burdensome requirement. However, they also stipulated that it could be the interpretation of the local jurisdiction that replacement panel boards is considered new work, and therefore that new work would thus mandate AFCI protection of those branch circuits recognized in 210.12. So there is no specific amendment in Boca Raton that addresses replacement panel boards. The building official is using his discretional authority to decide that when a panel board is replaced, it constitutes new work, and that new work now needs to comply with AFCI protection because they have an ordinance that says you have to make electrical systems safer than they were once you touch them. So we're not going to be able to point to a section that they're modifying in the NEC. They're not modifying the Florida Building Code. The building official is using his discretionary authority on a silent rule in the code. There is no guidance. So they're using their judgment. So I agree with staff analysis. I do not think this is a tax matter to be handled. It should be handled at the local jurisdiction level.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That completes our list. Do we have any other public comment or questions at this time? Do we have any clarifying questions from the TAC members? Hearing none. TAC members.
This is Burdick. I have a statement. Can I make a statement?
Do you want to do it now or as discussion amongst the TAC members?
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, TAC members, back to you only to discuss and or make a motion.
Yeah, let's see if you guys, somebody will make a motion. Thank you.
Yes. This is Burdick. I have a statement I would like to make. I have contacted five local authority have inspection of departments in my area, and all five say that this is not a requirement, that the existing building code covers this, that you're doing a like-for-like replacement. You're not modifying or extending the existing branch circuits. And none of the five municipalities in my area, being Hillsborough County, Pasco County, Pinellas County, being three of them, enforce the rule that way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, you have the TAC.
Thank you, Marlita. We're just... want to share a few comments. Mr. Messing, I'm sure you understand how everything was presented. I think you can understand how the TAC feels, but it is not in our jurisdiction. I'm going to ask, I don't know what I'm supposed to ask the TAC to not vote on this deck statement or just disregard this deck statement. I'll defer to my lawyers.
You would recommend that the commission decline to answer the petition for declaratory statement because it's without authority to do so.
Okay, Justin, thank you. Can I get a motion from one of the electrical tech members?
This is Bob Messing. Can I say one thing or make a request?
Mr. Messing, not at this time. Mr. Messing, not at this time. It is at the TAC, please.
Okay. Thank you.
We're asking for someone to make
this
a motion.
This is Burdick again. We cannot just answer his question. I mean, we just ignore the deck statement and answer his question.
It would be at the discretion of the chairman, sir.
Okay.
Neil, it's out of our hands. I don't know what else. We'd love to listen to Mr. Messing, but it's clearly not in the Florida Building Commission electrical tax hands at this moment. We can't.
Okay.
We have nothing to do with this. It's not part of the Florida Building Code. You and I both may disagree, but it's the city of Boca Raton has some kind of ordinance. So, again, I'm going to ask for a motion to move on this deck statement and not address it.
This is John Hall. I got in late, but I've been here for all the discussion.
I would like to make a motion that we affirm the staff opinion that the TAC has no authority to rule on this and issue a deck statement.
Can I get a second, please?
Holland. Second, Holland.
We have a motion and a second, and all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No. Aye.
Aye. We need a roll call vote.
Aye. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Yes, sir. I'll call it by name. Mr. Chairman, would you like to go first or last?
I'll go first. I'm voting for the motion that was made.
Okay. Mr. Burdick?
Against.
You're voting against the motion?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Mr. Castronovo?
I oppose the motion.
Thank you. Mr. Holland?
I am for the only motion that we can accept.
Thank you.
Mr. Gerwig?
Support the motion.
Mr. Hall?
I support the motion.
Mr. Rice?
Yes.
Ms. Torito?
We support the motion.
Mr. Tibbs?
Against it.
Mr. Van Wyck?
I'm against it.
Mr. Della Croce?
Support.
Okay. The motion does pass 7-5.
I have 7-4.
Four.
I only have 4.
7-4.
I have 5.
There's 11 only members, so we have 7.
Okay.
7-4.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Do we have any further public comment or questions at this time? Anyone from the TAC?
This is Chairman Planning, and I'd like to let Mr. Messing make his comment, if that's all right with everyone.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I just want to thank you for your consideration. I know you gave it very serious thought, and I respect your decision. I do think it's a negative for the city of Boca Raton because it makes them different from every other municipality, but that is a separate issue. But thank you so much. You know, it was a very interesting experience participating in this meeting.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you.
Marlita, do we have any other business?
We do not, and having taken a roll call, all members are present. We can avoid roll call and call the meeting adjourned if you so choose.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for your participation.
Thank you,
staff, for helping. Thank you all.